selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Think about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happy.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host Daryl Amey here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Daryl, what are we in now? We're in, if the countdown, it was T minus five, something like that.
This is coming out on Saturday morning. The Authentic Selling Challenge goes live on Monday. So that puts us T minus 48 hours till the Authentic Selling Challenge. Larry, this is going to be
I know how fun. I fell into sales. I flunked math.
Hey, this is going to be a blast, and we're getting more virtual chairs out for this because the people keep streaming in. But if you've been living under a rock and you've not yet got your ticket, your free ticket for the 2021 Authentic Selling Challenge, you definitely want to do that. Just go to 2021authenticselling.com. The address is right across the bottom if you're watching on video. And by the way, if you're new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. Larry, we call it Selling from the Heart.
Yes, we do. And this is what's interesting about this is, can you believe it was just a couple months ago, you and I are just having this conversation?
And here we are
just on the cusp of the first Authentic Selling Challenge. And I promise everybody, this won't be the last one either.
Yeah, I remember it was after one of our insider group meetings. We're just like, what can we do to start the new year off? This is a make or break year for a lot of sales professionals. I mean, obviously 2020 was a tough year. We've got to get it done in 2021. And we had that talk. What could we do? What would we want for ourselves? And next thing you know, we just started floating this out there and we came up with 10 days of powerful programming ideas, insights. It's going to be phenomenal. And by the way, all of it is made possible for free thanks to our friends at BombBomb. And I'm so excited that BombBomb is going to be a part of the 2021 Authentic Selling Challenge because I believe it's a platform to really drive authenticity in our sales conversations.
Yeah. And I think obviously that's going to key in. It's a great tie into the subject of the podcast today. But, more importantly, the special shout out to BombBomb is listen, we've been living in a virtual world for a while. And what better way to really connect to your clients and your buyers? We can call it rehumanize, but it's just the power of video. You can connect in so many different ways. And BombBomb's been a blessing to Selling from the Heart. So, I would encourage, try BombBomb, go out and get the book, Rehumanize Your Business by Ethan Butte and Steve Passanelli. It's a phenomenal book on how you can bring the best version of yourself to life during these times.
Yeah. In fact, we've got an encouraging video from BombBomb I want to share with us. And then we're going to dive into an incredible conversation with a guest I know everyone's excited to hear from. So here's a quick word from our sponsors at BombBomb.
Selling from the heart means putting you back into the sales process. Your passion, your energy, the emotion you bring, the belief you have in your product or service. Sales is a transfer of emotion. But can that happen if you're hiding behind a keyboard? Will another text-based message in their inbox get you to where you want to go? There's a better way, and it starts with you. You in front of more people more often through a video messaging platform like BombBomb. We want to guide you along the Selling from the Heart process. Sign up for a free trial of BombBomb at bombbomb.com or sign up for a demonstration and sell from the heart by being face to face with more people more often.
Absolutely. Love it.
So good. So good.
Fantastic. And by the way, you can try it out now for 14 days and take the BombBomb challenge. send a video a day for 14 days and see what happens. Just go to bombbomb.com/heart. Speaking of heart, our guest today is all heart. And I think everyone knows our good friend, but why don't, Larry, you welcome Mark Hunter back to the Selling from the Heart podcast.
Yeah, where can I start with Mark? Is, I mean, he already knows how much I love him, but I tell you what, he's been with us every step of the way with Selling from the Heart, even before Selling from the Heart is where it's at now. And just a quick backstory is, I remember it was right after the book came out, and he goes, Larry, he goes, you have to figure a way how to bring your book to life. I know Mark remembers that story. And in 2.5 years, less than 2.5 years, to see the movement, and I owe a lot of this to Mark Hunter. He's been there with me. So without further ado, Mark Hunter, welcome back to Selling from the Heart.
Hey, thanks for having me back. When does the movie come out, Selling from the Heart? Come on.
Are you going to help produce it, or what's the deal?
I will write the check for it. Okay. How's that sound?
Fantastic. You heard that. Hey, Daryl, you heard that. Hunter's flipping the bill on this one, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be great. And
it's going to be a bomb bomb video because I can get the first.
It will be a bomb bomb video. Yeah. It'll be a 90-second movie.
I'm helping you with your sponsors. See, I'm helping you. See,
it's called Speed to Heart, Mark, in 90 seconds, right?
That's right. Yeah. We're gonna make the movie fast. 90 minutes, too long. 90 seconds, we'll get it done. Hey, Mark, you know the question that every Selling from the Heart guest answers, because you've answered it before, but I'm curious now, here on the cusp of 2021 with the world before us, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Well, we should have had the microphone on in the green room before we began the show.
No, Hunter, no, he did not. No, he did not. He's no way.
No way. I did notice when the show started, you guys were just about ready to crack up laughing. So, audience, if you only knew what happened in the pre-show. Okay.
We will never tell.
No, but that's not being authentic. Really, I think right now, especially, this is why I'm glad you're doing the authentic Selling from the Heart. What does it mean to be selling from the heart? It means to be who you are and to put the other person first. I think, you know, I've always had this belief, being passionate about people. I know the two of you are, but I'll tell you what, this is the year that it really comes out, because as difficult as we've seen 2020, I think the next 6 months are going to be even more difficult, because this thing just kind of wears on and on and on. So.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? And I love the conversations that Mark and I have, and we get in some really good in-depth conversations about this. And I'm a big believer that authenticity is a lifestyle. I've said it over and over and over again. You just don't wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to try to be authentic today and see how it works.
It doesn't work
as being an empty suit. Yeah, you got to live, eat, and breathe this stuff. And people sense it and they smell it, Mark.
They really do smell it. This is where I always say, you know, if you can't be the same person when you're going through the drive-thru at a Starbucks as you are when you're on a Zoom call with a customer or face-to-face with a customer, that's not being authentic. It truly is a lifestyle. Because here's what I find. Authenticity is one of the cornerstones of being a person filled with integrity, because you can't demonstrate integrity unless you're authentic.
I think integrity and authenticity are in some ways the same thing. I mean, you're wholehearted, you show up, you bring your whole self. And you know, it's just funny. I you know, we've all been wearing these masks.
Hey,
right?
By the way, Daryl, how come that's not red?
Well, that's a great question. Just whatever happened to be in my pocket. But if you think about this, you know, authenticity, we've been putting on the mask and for obvious reasons here for a long time now, but in a lot of ways, what salespeople need to be doing is taking off the mask. Authenticity isn't something you put on. It's actually a matter of taking away some of the facade that we've put up, trying to be this persona that we think we're supposed to be, right?
I want to run with that for a second, because think about when we first went into this whole pandemic thing and we all began working from home. Everybody was paranoid about having the dog barking in the background or the kid or something. Now we're months and months and months into it. And suddenly to hear the dog barking in the background, like if my dog barks now, I just go, oh, super sales dog just closed another sale. You know?
Is that like, hey, Mark, is that like ringing the bell? Now you just, the dog barks.
And exactly. I mean, it is. Or when the kid comes in, I mean, I was doing a call the other day and the guy had his kid next to him. And it was great. It was no problem. I got more information out of the kid than I did the guy, but that's a whole separate piece. But to a certain degree, the pandemic has forced us to take off some masks. And that's good. That is good because customers, think about it, trust is the currency of business. I texted that this morning. I put that out on the internet. Trust is the currency of business. And how do we create trust? We create trust by being authentic. We create trust by demonstrating integrity. We create trust by being transparent. You know, these are all elements. And I know this is what you guys talk about. This is what selling from the heart's all about.
Yeah, no, I'm a big believer in it because it was interesting as I was listening to what you're saying about trust and transparency. It was just recently, when I say recently, it was about last week or so, I was on a live podcast with somebody and one of the guests, you know, one of the people that chimed in says, I can't believe, Larry, you're saying some of these things and you're openly talking about it. I said, that's just who I am. I bring things to the table, right? And it's I'll just use you, Mark, as an example. If we're building a relationship and all that, I'm going to go first and I'm going to share something about me that you get to know who I am real quick. And I think that's the missing link in a lot of people, especially in the sales world, is I talk a lot about connect and relate. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just look about that. You know, here we are in a virtual world for a vast majority of the time is how are you connecting and relating behind a screen? Daryl mentioned the mask, right? We got to go outside. We got to put masks on and things like that. We're popping masks on and off. But I learned a long time ago, it's hard to lead that kind of double lifestyle because it comes back and bites you in the butt. And I wrote about it called Sales Chaos and Selling from the Heart. So you just got to lead the same life 24/7. It's not that hard. It's really not. But you talk about it in Mind for Sales. It's all about the mindset. And I just layer in heart set. If you can combine both of those, mm-hmm. it's a pretty powerful 1-2 punch.
Because think about what you're doing. You're creating confidence with the customer.
Yeah.
You're creating confidence. And that's what the customer is never going to be willing to spend money unless they have a gun to their head on anything that they don't have confidence in.
Yes.
So the more you create confidence, it just makes the relationship, the sale. And as we always, you know, as I like to say, the only good sale is one that leads to the next sale. Well, guess what? That's how I create the next sale.
Yeah.
Because I've done such a good job with the first one.
Trust. I love that quote. Trust is the currency of business. And if you think about, you know, the big competitor in every sales deal is usually not your competitor. It's the status quo. And so what's the obstacle between the status quo, not doing anything, you know, or as salespeople, the eternal thing in the pipeline, right? When's that going to close? Why is stuff stuck in your pipeline? I'll tell you why it's stuck in your pipeline. There's no trust. And, you know, trust because they're looking at this going, man, it all looks good on paper, but is this really going to, you know, is this guy going to follow through? Is this company going to deliver all that stuff? And this is the X factor that we bring to the table as sales professionals that a website can't do. And we want to say as salespeople, people buy from people. Well, guess what? The people factor in this is trust, and trust comes from authenticity.
Yeah. If I don't have that level of trust in my head about you, there's mm-hmm. no way I'm on the verge of making a pretty significant purchase for my business. And it's funny, but I could have done it Tuesday. I could have done it. Because I'm just looking for that last element of trust. Hmm. You know what's interesting? If that person who owns that company, because that's who I'd be working with, if they would call me, they could probably create that level of trust in 2 minutes. But you know what I think is afraid? I think they're afraid to call me.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think, I mean, that's
well, this is a little concern of mine. This is a little, because I mean, are they having hesitations about them being able to deliver on what I want from them? You know, it's going to be a pretty significant arrangement, pretty significant deal, but I feel very confident about it, but I want to make sure they feel confident. And so I'm just looking for that last little piece of trust from them. And the longer it takes for them to reach out to me, now think about that. How many times do you have customers that are not pulling the trigger with you because you haven't reached out to them that last one final time? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's, if we could look at our pipelines, if we could look at our deals and realize the competitor is not, you know, Acme Company, it's not ABC price gouging, blah, blah, blah. The real competitor is the status quo and the obstacle is trust. How would that change our mindset as we go into 2021?
I'll tell you what happens. The more I have the ability to create trust in you because of who I am, the more confident I become. The more confident I become, the more I feel like I can help more people. Later on today, I've got a call with a company that, again, a pretty significant opportunity. And I'm excited for the call. We've had to move it like three times. But I'm not letting this one out of my grasp. No way. I want this call.
Yeah, there's something, you know, that I think layers inside of trust, and it's credibility. And let's just think about this through the lens of the buyer. Is I think if you don't look credible, walk like you're credible, act like you're credible, have proof sources around it, in today's day and age, it's gonna be hard to build trust. So I think, you know, we talk about trust, transparency, respect, all this. We got to layer in credibility, and I think both of you would agree to that.
So that's why we've gotten to video, because we all look good.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Hunter, you're looking pretty dapper, right?
Man, we look good. Wow, from the waist up.
Okay. Well, it really has been video this past year. Obviously, right. We've all become Zoom superstars this past year, and video has become a great way to get the face to face. It is definitely a trust building compared to a verbal conversation. Obviously, a shout out to our friends at BombBomb. The ability, you know, you may not get that person on the phone. That guy that needs to call you to close the deal. Could call you and get you on the phone. He could also pop his camera in front of his face for 30 seconds and just go, "Hey, Mark, I'm really excited about this and all it's going to do for your business and ours, and looking forward to the deal," and send that video 30 seconds. And that probably would be the thing that would nudge you over the edge in terms of trust, right? You'd respond.
Without a doubt. It's just that little, we have to ask ourselves, is everything we're doing adding to or subtracting from trust?
Yep. Bingo.
That's simply what it comes down to. And this is where I say, if you want to maximize your revenue, if you want to maximize your price, maximize your trust. You increase the level of trust you have with a customer has with you, and you'll decrease the need to negotiate price.
You also increase speed. Business
totally.
At the Speed of Trust, right? One of my favorite book titles, Stephen M. R. Covey. And when there's no trust, business goes slow because it's got to be, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds. You got, and the contracts are long and there's lots of T's and C's. But when there's trust, things move back to more of the handshake level. And you know what? I know Mark's going to come through. He's come through for me before. He's demonstrated it. So I feel confident. Yeah, let's do this, right? And yeah, send me the paperwork later.
Yeah, here's the thing, Daryl, and I know Mark, you and I went back and forth on this. The P word, price, rarely comes up, and I think you'd agree upon it.
I have a lot of clients that I work with that price never, ever comes up, And it just doesn't, because they have so much trust in the work I do for them. And, I had a gentleman call me, or he, emailed me the other day and said, we're going to roll the contract over again for next year. He says, I really don't know the terms, but whatever it is, just go ahead and send it over to our purchasing department. We'll take care of it. I love those people, mm-hmm. but there's a high degree of trust that I have with them and they have with me.
And you've proven that you can deliver. And really, if you think about it, there's a trust dividend. You know, if we want to increase our gross profit, however you get comped in your sales role, and you want to bump that up this year, trust is the way to, you get a dividend on that. You close faster at a higher price with more referrals and more repeat business. I mean, everything good happens out of trust, and everything bad happens when trust is absent.
I'm going to add something else in there. You reduce your stress. Stress significantly, which puts you more in the zone. We've all been in this situation where you're in a tense situation, difficult situation. You get tired, you get exhausted, mm-hmm. and you don't hear well, you don't listen well. And when you're in the zone and you're absolutely confident and things are, it's amazing what you hear. It's amazing what you see. It's amazing what you can do. Trust creates energy.
So let's just talk about it. Let's just throw some ideas out. You know, Daryl always just says, as we think together. But no, seriously, though, what are some ways that we could coach, just real quick? That's pretty funny, Daryl, right? But what are a couple of ways that we can coach somebody real quick on how, what are some ways that they can bring some trust or add trust to the business table right now for some of those who are going, I totally get it, but just help me out real quick.
One of the easiest things is by delivering back to people or delivering to people ahead of when it's something's due. You know, you say you're going to tell somebody, hey, I'll get back to you by Thursday or Friday. And you send it back to them on Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday. You develop trust by being concrete and specific. Don't say, hey, I'll follow up with you. Don't say, I'm going to follow up with you when. I mean, there are so many easy block and tackle things you can do to create trust.
I think that's powerful. And I think the other thing that we've talked about to build trust, along with doing commitments, taking care of those, is picking up the phone. You know, pick up the phone. And I mean, we're quick to say that when it comes to prospecting, right? The pick up the phone mantra on prospecting, but pick up the phone on your pipeline, you know, and, you know, whether that's the actual telephone, whether that's the video phone, whether that's, reach out to your pipeline. And, you know, I think your story today is really compelling, and it just, you know, it makes me go, holy smoke, who's waiting to hear from me with a pen in their hand, right? Just go.
So. Well, you know, I mean, seriously, you'll be surprised because, and Mark, you'll agree with this. How many times do things go back and forth in email? I'll just email Mark, and then right, my email's sitting with about 150 others that came in that day or within that hour. And then a couple days go by. Hey, by any chance, did you see the email that I sent you 3 days ago when all you could have done was picked up the phone?
Yeah, that's so true. And here's the other thing. Just, hey, if you blow, like the other day, I had told you that I was going to get you a video by a certain day, and I did not. And then I got the video and I said, hey, I apologize. Finally getting you the video. Just be upfront. Apologize to people. Apologize. It's okay. You sleep a whole lot better at night. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think being real is something that I love. I was always coaching. I started my sales career in technology sales, just like Larry. We had a dress code. It was navy suit, white shirt, casual Fridays. You could wear a blue shirt with your tie. And you know, I'm not kidding. That's how it was.
No, I know.
And this is, you know, this is what you say. This is when you say it. This is how you say it. This is, you know, shave your beard. We don't want you to have, this is exactly who you're going to be. And so I would learn very early on in my sales career not to bring myself to work. I mean, really, if you sum it all up, and you know, I learned to take the books, memorize them, and learn how to sell. I did okay. I did fine. But what I love about the last year, where you're talking about the dog walking in, or you know, you know, all the funny things that have happened this past year as people walk behind you in the kitchen. There's been some great videos from this past year. But what's good about that is we're finally breaking down the firewall between personal and business.
Yes.
And Larry, you've been, I mean, you've been really a pioneer in that, at least in my life, and in encouraging me to do that. And I think this past year has been one of those years where that wall really actually got ripped down. And I think we should almost lean into that a little bit rather than be embarrassed about it.
I want to run with that for a second, because here's something that I, and truth is coming out finally with people.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, I'm booked at that time. Just go ahead and say, you got to take your kids to school. That's okay.
Right.
Just go ahead and say, no, I pick my kids up from school every day at 3 o'clock. Just say it. Don't say I'm booked. I've got another meeting. Just be up. I'm always amazed when you're up front with people.
Mm-hmm.
How much it just breaks down the walls. And here's another piece. When people will sit there and say, let me tell you truthfully. Oh, so everything you've been telling me up to this point is going to be a great place to lie?
Right. To be honest with you.
Yeah, to be honest with you. That's really great. I mean, that just blows out when it blows that conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, or you sit there and say, oh, well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what XYZ company's doing. And you sit there but I would never share this with anybody else but you.
Oh, of course. Oh,
excuse me.
Right.
What are you sharing about my company with XYZ? I mean, you know, you create confidence, you create trust in so many different ways with what we say and what we don't say.
Yeah. And you know, I know we're bumping up against our time here, but I want to add another thing. And that is, I think, you know, we talk about authentic relationship. I'm also a huge champion for authentic value. So this comes into not just, you know, carbon copying your proposal from the last person, changing the name and moving on. It's putting some thought into the actual needs, the goals, the outcomes that prospect wants, and doing the work. It's work. But asking, listening, communicating it back to them, and not just phoning it in. To me, that's a huge part of authenticity that's missing in the sales world right now.
That's spot on. That's gold, because it is. Because so many people just, they take the same proposal, they just change a couple words and send it in.
Sometimes they forget to change all the names.
I got to be truthful. I've done that more than a couple times.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
But it's taking that time to really understand that what that client is trying to achieve, so that when you do pick up the phone to call them back, you've actually got something useful to talk about, and not just,
no, you're apologizing because you left the other company's name in.
Right. So sorry, Mark. Sorry, I called you Phyllis on the proposal.
hey, Daryl, this is a great segue. You know, as you're talking, we're talking about authenticity, and I think, as we bring this to podcasting, and by the way, we could talk to you forever, Mark, but this is our challenge. I think this is a great segue into, you know, the authentic selling challenge. And, you know, Mark, we thank you so much for being a part of it. And I know you're going to bring a mind for sales. We're going to tie authenticity into this. By Daryl, I mean, we would put a cap on this, and that's the biggest challenge is, you know, I'd ask everybody as we roll well into 2021 is start bringing your authentic self to the forefront, and how you connect and how you relate, how this integrates into prospecting through the whole journey, how this works with client management and the experience. And that's the challenge. That's what we'll be delivering for the next 10 days starting January 11th.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And, you know, this conversation today is just getting me fired up for next week. So, Mark, I know we're going to get to share more time with you next week, which I'm really, really excited about. We're going to talk about the authentic mindset, which is going to be fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. And man, just what a great time today. Thanks for sharing time with us today.
Thanks for asking me on. I very much appreciate it. In this awesome. Video, in this video audio format.
In the video format. Well, Mark, we will see you next week. And Larry, wow, what a great conversation, and what a great
Mark.
Way to tee the ball up for the challenge next week. Holy
smokes. Pearls of wisdom from Mark Hunter.
Always pearls of wisdom. And I think that this is, I can't wait till Monday. So Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do the math in your time zone. It's going to be fantastic. And by the way, when you sign up, I know some of you may be thinking, Daryl, I can't be at that every day. I get that. So no worries. We're going to record it. So sign up. Come to the ones live when you can, because you're going to want that interaction. There'll be some prizes and lots of cool cameos and fun stuff like that. But definitely sign up. And even the days you can't be there, we're going to drop that into the LinkedIn group. You'll be able to watch the recording, and it's going to be fantastic. And a shout out as well to our VIPs who are going to be getting some bonuses as well, which you can find out about when you sign up. So Larry, I can't wait to see you on Monday, and everybody else in the Selling from the Heart audience. Sign up now at 2021authenticselling.com. How about some words of encouragement to sign us out today, Larry?
It's the way I always end all videos is this. It's when you bring sincerity, substance, couple it with heart, it will set yourself apart in the sales world.
Oh, well said. Well, till next time, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value. Pick up the phone and talk to your prospects. And most of all, sell from the heart.